For history teachers, the Trump presidency meant not only teaching history, but living through it. That's meant mediating difficult conversations around race and power and helping students sort through misinformation. Education reporter Aubrey Juhas asked two New Orleans teachers to share their reflections.
Chris Deer, a history teacher at Benjamin Franklin High School, describes teaching during the Trump administration as both incredibly interesting and chaotic.
I never thought I'd be teaching an impeachment, much less two.
Covering insurrection at the nation's capital was also unexpected. But it gave Deer an opportunity to discuss similar events in Louisiana's own history.
The attack on the Capitol wasn't the first time white supremacists tried to overturn an election. In 1874, 5,000 members of the White League, a terrorist organization made up primarily of ex-Confederates, overthrew Louisiana's Reconstruction government in New Orleans.
That's Deer in a TikTok video he made for his students. He's a proponent of, quote, meeting students where they are. And while he does his best to make lessons engaging, he's also learned that being a good teacher means giving students the opportunity to learn from one another. When Donald Trump was first elected, Deer was teaching at a high school in Chalmette, Louisiana. He says that day, some of his students were happy and excited, while others were fighting back tears.
For the first time, I think other students saw how politics can hurt people and how it can make them feel raw emotions. And that's something that I don't know if students really saw up close and personal.
Other history teachers I spoke with reported similar experiences, like Donald Hess, a teacher at McDonough 35. During the early part of the Trump presidency, Hess was working at a New Orleans middle school. Some of his students were recent immigrants from Latin America, and a few had parents who were detained or deported by the Trump administration. He says their experiences helped open other students' eyes.
They got to see that just because the leader of our country is telling you that these are bad people and that they are stealing from you in some way, shape, or form, that's not necessarily the case. These are still human beings. They are people just like me and you. Their circumstances may be different, but at the end of the day, we share the same color blood. We understand that people need help.
Both teachers describe their current students as highly engaged. They're members of Generation Z and don't shy away from talking about politics. They're particularly good at connecting the present to the past, especially when it comes to the lasting power of white supremacy. Here's Hess.
I try to tell my kids to look for the optimistic views of life and how things may be playing out. And one of the things I told them was that usually the animal cries the loudest right before it dies.
He points to the country's recent wave of racial reckoning. Over the last few months, there's been greater accountability. People are losing their jobs for racist behavior, and pro-Trump supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol are facing consequences for their actions. While the Trump administration is over, both teachers are committed to giving their students space to continue talking about current events. For Deer, the teacher at Ben Franklin, this meant setting time aside on January 20th to talk about the inauguration of Joe Biden as the country's 46th president. His 11th grade AP U.S. history class met virtually over Zoom.
Okay, let's talk inauguration. So first things first.
Some students said they appreciated Biden's calls for unity, but worried it wouldn't be enough.
That's a lot to promise when after this, you know, after seeing a country so divided, you now promise to unite it. It's very, I don't know, it's kind of hard to believe.
My fear is like a person like pre-existing conditions that the Republicans are going to come back strong in the midterms and come back strong 4 years later in the presidential election, then erase all the progress that was made under Obama.
Others tried to focus on the positive.
I am kind of hopeful that we have so many people in our generation who are becoming more aware about these issues.
As they wrapped class a little late, Deer promised to keep the conversation going.
Take care. Peace, love, and happiness.
Thank you. Bye. Have a nice day.
In New Orleans, I'm Aubrey Juhas.
Support for the Education Desk comes from the Entergy Corporation.